All right, let's play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult and introduce you to Christina calling us from Bullitt County. Hi, Christina.
Hello.
Well, hello.
Hi, Christina. Good morning, sweetie. Good morning. What's going on?
Hello.
You got sleepies in your eyes still?
Yes, a little bit.
All right.
Same.
Christina's got dirty blonde hair, drives a black Mazda, is a locksmith, and is single, looking for a tall, dark, handsome man.
Awesome.
And fellas, she can tie a knot in a cherry stem using only her tongue.
Hey yo. That's a fun party
Hello.
Trick.
When do you introduce that fun fact to a date?
I mean, I might as well just do it on the first date, right?
I mean, might as well, right? Just get it out of the way.
Yep, say, impressive.
So yeah. we going to do this or what? Here, well, look at what I can do.
All right,
got to
show them my tricks.
Got to show them my tricks.
Okay.
Christina, how are you single? There's got to be some crazy in you if you're still single and you can still tie a knot in cherry stem.
I just don't think that I'm ready to settle down. I'm enjoying the single life. I like to have fun.
Nothing wrong with that. Wow. Nothing wrong with that at all, because you know when you're ready, then it's going to be hashtag worth it.
Yes.
And you will have hashtag no regrets.
That's right. Yeah. You want to chop your way through the field before you find your prince, right?
Yeah.
You want to kiss a bunch of frogs.
Correct.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Put on the boots and
I'm ready for him.
Walk through the field before
okay.
you get to the other side.
All right.
Swim through all the fishes to get to the shark.
I think we've hashed it out.
Christina, you're a fascinating individual.
Well, thanks.
You're welcome. And by the way, I even though I'm a happily married man, we could never work out because I am neither tall, dark, or handsome. So
that's unfortunate.
Yeah, it is a little. Yeah. Well, I don't know. What
I'm
do you
sorry.
Consider tall?
Oh, taller than you.
Okay, so like I'm pushing 5 foot, so you have to at least be 5'9".
Oh, okay.
He checks off a box.
Yeah.
Yep. Checks off a box.
Not dark, but I'm tall. According to Christina.
A little fuzzy too, but like, you know, it's all good.
Man, in another life, maybe, Christina. In another life. All right.
This is just getting real awkward real quick.
I just, you know, it's something about the cherry stem thing.
Okay.
Hey.
Well, you know what? Send Ben a video later of that trick because
be
he
fun.
Is.
I'm enthralled.
Okay, I can do that.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right.
Little kid, drunk adult.
Okay, so this is the deal. You're going to hear three stories. You have to figure out, did that story happen when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult?
All right, here we go. First one.
I tripped over a crack in the parking lot, fell into the person in front of me, and made them trip, and they lost a few teeth.
Oh!
Wow.
Oh. Ouchie.
Okay, I'm going to say little kid.
All right, you're saying little kid.
I think, yeah, I'll stick with little kid, too.
Okay.
This one's tough. It could go either way.
Both of you saying little kid.
Yeah.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh, no!
Oh, no. 0-for-1.
We got overserved at brunch at this restaurant in the mall. I wasn't watching where I was going. Tripped over a crack in the floor. Went right into this woman in front of me who had her hands filled with bags. Those went flying. She went face first into the ground and busted her lip and lost a few teeth. That was an expensive brunch. We were asked by mall management never to come back.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Repercussions.
Okay. 0-for-1. Here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I stole money from a bunch of Girl Scouts.
Oh, that ain't good.
Well, that's not good.
Oh, my. Yeah. A little kid.
This has to be a little kid, yes, who may not have known better.
I mean, Christina, do you like the bad boy, the bad guy type of guy?
No.
Okay, yeah, I'm all for the bad boy.
So if this is a drunk adult, Star maybe you're like, well, maybe you just pass along my number to him.
All right.
All right, Christina, you did say little kid, though, right?
I did.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Kelly, what'd you say?
I say little kid.
All right, you both said little kid.
I was a little kid.
There it is. Little kid. Wow. You got it.
Right. It was the late 90s, and I desperately wanted a Game Boy, but money was tight, and my mom wouldn't buy me one. So I saw these girls I knew from school and saw they were selling Girl Scout cookies at the grocery store, and they had a wad of cash. So I went up and talked to them. When they weren't looking, I snatched their cash and took off.
Wow.
I may have only gotten 100 feet before they tackled me to the ground and started kicking me.
Oh, wow. Oh,
took the money back, and then one of the girls spit in my face.
Wow. Okay. You know what? You learned your lesson there, buddy.
Sure did. That was a tough lesson to learn.
All right. Last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I yanked the volume knob off the car stereo to light my cigarette.
Oh.
Okay.
Yanked the volume knob off the car stereo to light her cigarette, she said.
We're hoping that no children are smoking.
Drunk adult.
Okay, you're saying drunk adult, Christina. Okay.
Yeah, it has to be, right? Unless it's a pretend cigarette. But I'm saying drunk adult. All yes, right. Drunk
all
adult.
Right. All right, both of you saying drunk adult.
I was a little kid.
Come on!
Man. Yeah, what is happening here?
My grandmother was a two-pack-a-day smoker, and this one time we were on a road trip with my family, and I was sitting in the front seat and just yanked the volume knob off, and my dad was like, "Why the hell did you do that?" And my response, with a straw in my mouth, was, "I was lighting my cigarette like Grandma does." Can't say I didn't have an imagination.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, they're always watching.
They're always watching. Well, Christina, you got one right.
That's good enough.
Typically not
right.
Typically not a good score, but we're going to hook you up anyways. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you.
You are so welcome, and enjoy the concert. Hang on the line a quick second. We're going to get a little bit more information from you.
All right, I can do that.
All right, hang on.
All right, we need more magical stories like that to fill up our little arsenal of goodness.
Yeah.
Just send us a voice note, give us a little headline, reveal the answer, finish the story, email it, benandkellyshow@gmail.com.